Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, senior fellow with the NCPA, National Center for Policy and House, ncpa.org. Also, is your website working again, Bob?
Website's not, but I have a blog. If you go to ncpa.org, you can get on my blog.
Go to ncpa.org, ncpa.org, and find Bob's blog there. You'll be glad you did. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bob's former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, part of the Federal Reserve System. Bob, in the last segment, I kind of went off on one of my rants, and I'm going to half apologize, not for the rant, but for taking up, not giving you time to respond, which I want to do now. And if you remember, what I was saying was that we've got an oligarchy in America today, and it's the Wall Street influence of big money on the ineptitude and idiocy of policy coming out of Washington, and all of that is hurting Main Street America, which is the heart of America. And I'm mad about this, Bob. I'm angry about it. And if we don't fix this, Bob, America is going to go down the tubes. If we can't turn this around and get the system working for Main Street, then I don't think I want to see what that America looks like. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. While you were talking there, I just Googled oligarchy to make sure we're on the same page on our definitions, and we are, apparently. It says a form of government in which all power is vested in a few persons are in a dominant class or clique.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, you got it. And then it refers here to an article that says, are we now an oligarchy? So you're right in the mainstream on your thinking there.
Well, think about this, Bob. Look at where the U.S. The Secretary of the Treasury have come from for the last several appointments. They've come out of Wall Street.
Well, I guess technically one of them came from the New York Fed and the IMF. You can call that Wall Street, I guess, but that's kind of stretching. Everybody thought it came from Goldman Sachs, but yeah. Of course, the current one did.
It's the same zip code, as far as I'm concerned. It ain't Main Street, I'll put it that way. But what are we going to do about this, Bob? I mean, don't you think this is something that we've got to name this? We've got to recognize that this is real and start addressing it.
Yeah, well, I think the ballot box will tend to correct excesses, and the pendulum goes too far one way. Hopefully, it'll start swinging back. If the Senate changes hands in this next election, that could be an important thing.
That could be, but Bob, oligarchs are not necessarily all Democrats.
I know, but right now there's more of a populist strain running in the Republican Party than the Democrat.
I agree with that. So Bob, look at the. I'm gonna get off that a little bit because I want to bring it back to something that you're really, really good at. I want you to, as you look across the economy, what do you see over the next the rest of this year and maybe into next year?
Well, I think that there's no reason we shouldn't morph from a 2% growth as normal to 3% as normal. That's a 50% increase if it were to happen, and the effect on the compounding would be quite significant. I don't know if it is going to happen, but for a little while now, we've taken care of the threat of government shutdowns and things like that. So that won't be a major distraction. And with bank lending picking up, I think there's a good shot we can gradually improve.
But the Fed is still, and I've only got 30 seconds, Bob, is the Fed ever going to, I mean, the Fed is basically impotent to affect employment, isn't it, at this stage?
Well, it doesn't affect it directly, but if the Fed can stimulate the economy in whatever way, then the stimulated economy ought to produce more jobs a little bit faster.
Yeah, I hope so, Bob. Hey, Bob, good job today. Thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate your perspectives and your wisdom.
Take care.
Thank you, Bob. Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, ncpa.org. Look for his blog there, Bob McTeer's blog there. And we'll get Bob back another day. He's a great American, and we're glad that he's our friend. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, signing off from the Insperity Invitational in Woodlands, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.